A man took a vacation to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. During their time in the Holy Land, his mother-in-law unexpectedly passed away. The following day, the husband met with the local undertaker to discuss funeral plans. In cases like these, there are a couple of options to choose from, the undertaker explained. You can ship the body home for $5,000, or you can bury her in the Holy Land for just $150. The man took a minute to think about it and then announced his decision to ship her home. The undertaker, intrigued by his decision, said, "That's an interesting choice. Can I ask why would you pay $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when you can easily bury her here for $150? The man promptly replied, "About 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and I can't take that chance." The Lord Jesus and some mother-in-law? But there might be even less plausible scenarios.
Hey, thanks for helping me get this ready. My kids love Easter.
Who doesn't love Easter, am I right?
Yeah, that's true. But if you think about it, leading up to that first Easter, Jesus had it pretty rough.
Wow, never really thought of that. I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Well, you know, he died on the cross.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
No, that's a different guy. I'm thinking of the Jesus that, what's his last name?
No. It's the same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I just never connected the two together before. Jesus on a cross. I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He came back to life. 3 days later.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, we're still talking about tomb Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the same guy?
Yeah, he died on the cross for our sins.
No, that's a different Jesus.
No, same one. Died on the cross, was buried in the tomb, came back to life. Now he sits at the right hand of God.
Wait, cross Jesus is the same as right hand of God Jesus?
Yeah.
Not separate Jesuses?
There's no separate Jesuses.
I just never put them all together before.
No, it's still one guy.
Wait, you understand what this means, don't you? One guy did all of that? I mean, that changes history. That changes everything. That is big.
He deserves more than just jelly beans for his birthday.
Wait, so the Easter Bunny is the...
No.
Truly, there are lots of misconceptions about the Lord. Especially so for people who don't know or care much about Him or about the world around them. Way too many younger people are totally engrossed and obsessed with their social media feeds. They're addicted, and those feeds, willingly or not, brainwash them into thinking just one leftist way, and then dumb them down so they stop thinking altogether,
right,
to the point that one can hardly even converse with them. They suffer from such a lack of knowledge of basic reality and logic that it's no wonder that they can, with a straight face, state that there is no absolute truth. And if some person thinks that 2 plus 2 equals 5, then that's fine for that person. They also believe that if there's a shortage of money, then we can We just need to raise taxes. If there's too much crime, then it's the fault of too many police. If minority people need stuff, they should just steal it. Their rotten lives are all because all white people are racists and oppress them. And to create a perfect world, we just need to kill off all the white people. If you need a place to live, move into a vacant house. Stay there for 30 days, and voila, it's yours. And you can even get the lawful owners to pay all your utility bills. What a blessed deal. If Arabs who live in permanent refugee camps for over 70 years are poor and suffering, it's because Israel, that is, Jews, are controlling the world and subjugating them, and the only permanent solution is to kill all of the Jews. And once they're gone, the world needs to rid itself of the Jews' cousins, the Christians. When they're all gone, there will finally, at long last, truly be peace on earth. The Ambleses, who believe this hooey, demonic, evil deception and constant stream of lying propaganda, are convinced that if Donald Trump is reelected, it will be the end of democracy on the earth, that he will usher in an age of fascist totalitarianism in which all good people will die horrible deaths or be deported back to their poor countries, and the people who are left here will live in squalor, deprivation, and discrimination. It will be the end of America and all that is right and good. We here know that their brains' wiring is all cross-circuited, their eyes and ears screwed on upside down. None of what they fear will happen because of us, but rather because of them. They themselves, left unchecked, will cause the very things they fear to come about, and they won't even recognize it. They will celebrate the ultimate victory of freedom. Their freedom will be worse than any slavery ever, and they won't know it. As our Lord said it, there are blind guides leading the blind, and they will all fall into a ditch and never get out. The current illustrious old geezer, harebrained, mental patient president, currently illegally squatting in the White House, just had the temerity to designate today, March 31st, Easter Sunday, the Resurrection of the Lord Day, as the Transgender Day of Visibility. He claims to be a faithful Roman Catholic Christian, but to even assert that reveals that he is just as lame-brained and deceived as the rest of the so-called progressives of the world. All controlled by evil, evil which itself is illegally squatting on this planet. Just as the Arabs in Gaza and Judea Samaria, which the Arabs call the West Bank, are in truth illegal squatters on the land that has always been Israel's, having been deeded it in perpetuity by the very God who created it in the first place. A lady in New York inherited her parents' house upon their deaths. She went to look at it and found the locks had been changed with the family squatting there. They'd been there just over 30 days, and New York law says they now legally control the property. The lady continues to pay their utility bills on her house. The police can't evict them. Until armed vigilantes came to her rescue. Almost like President Trump, who, naturally unable to find a bank that would bond his nearly $500 million judgment for a crime he didn't commit, for which there was no jury or trial, and for which there were no victims. All of it totally ripping the United States Constitution to shreds. The New York City Attorney General and an evil judge began proceedings to seize his properties to pay the fine, but were finally stopped by appeals court judgments. The imbeciles running so much of liberal America are totally lawless, a law unto themselves. Obey them, or they will put you away and throw away the keys. Witness the J6ers of January 6, 2021. Some grandmothers who were ushered by Capitol Police into the Capitol 3 years ago now are rotting in jail with no constitutional rights whatsoever. And yet, who in the government is helping them? It's clear that many authorities in this country have been taken over by people who are harboring squatters in millions, and since they know there aren't enough squatters, are ushering in millions more illegal aliens every year. These authorities are being controlled by the real squatters, the devil and his underlings, who snuck in and took over Adam's garden paradise and have been living here illegally ever since. Well, initially, legally, because Adam sinned and forsook his authority. But illegally, since the Lord's crucifixion. He paid the penalty for humanity's sin, thus canceling the legal claim the devil had over the earth. So he needs to be evicted. While a seemingly helpless lamb was strung up and nailed to a cross to die a gruesome death, evil seemed to have won. But because he gave up his sinless life for us willingly, the penalty for our sin was paid in full, and now the squatters are subject to immediate eviction. Truly, this Lamb of God is worthy of all praise and thanksgiving. If you know this next song, join ahead and sing it with me. Thank you. Lamb who was slain but now lives forevermore is none other than the Lion of Judah. Lions are ferocious. When Lord Jesus soon returns, he'll capture all the demon hoodlums running rampant and drop them permanently into hell. After we, his church, have weakened them by the artillery bombs of our prayers and prophetic declarations empowered by Holy Spirit. A lamb was crucified. A lion was resurrected. He will take charge very soon. Can you already taste the victory? 2024 is the year of fierce combat. Spiritual and earthly foes have initiated their blatant attacks. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore was the first attack. The full-scale war has now begun. If you're not praying daily, God's will to restore America, start now. Get on God's side and live for Him for as long as we breathe here and forever with Him in heaven. Let us now sing together as we do every year, Easter song.